Hi, my name is Alan from LLV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the impact on the property market due to the addition, three new stations that will connect the downtown line to the north-south line. This was after the Land Transport Authority announced on the 6th of January 2025 on the alignment and station location for the downtown line 2 extension. DTL2E will connect the downtown line from its existing terminals at Bukit Panjang Station to a new interchange station on the north-south line. As we all know, any announcement of any MRT station will bring about a rise in property value around the vicinity. Without further ado, let's head straight to the discussion. The route length of downtown line L2E is approximately 4 kilometers. Travelling towards the northwest, the first station after Bukit Panjang Station will be an underground station located along Sungai Kedok Avenue. It is sandwiched between Gali Batu Depot for the downtown line and directly opposite UT Village. There are HDB flats and private condos in this area. The train will continue to head northwards, cutting into the Sungai Kedok Industrial Estate. The new terminus for the DTL will be an underground interchange station known as DE2 and connect to a new above ground NSL station known as NS6 between UT and Kranji Station. This new station will enhance rail connectivity in the northwestern region, providing improved access to existing and new growth areas such as UT Village and the future Sungai Kedok Eco District. DTL2E will shorten travel time for commuters travelling to and from the north and northwestern part of Singapore. For instance, a commuter travelling from UT Village to Chinatown will enjoy travel time saving of 20 minutes from an hour by train and bus today to 40 minutes on the DTL. Likewise, a commuter travelling to and from Bukit Panjang to Sungai Kedok Central will take only 10 minutes instead of the usual 40 minutes. This is a saving of up to 30 minutes. Don't underestimate the saving. This means some properties will become overnight attractive. Construction work for the DTL2E are expected to commence in the 4th quarter of 2025, with the station opening by 2035. When DTL2E is completed, the DTL will have a total of 39 stations, including the upcoming Hume Station that will open in the 2nd quarter of 2025, as well as the DTL3 extension comprising Xingling and Sungai Bedok Station that will open in the second half of 2026. So much into the connectivity. Let's see which area will what. As mentioned, the Downtown Line 2 extension will connect the downtown line from its existing terminals at Bukit Panjang Station. The existing Bukit Panjang MRT Station or DTL is currently the ending point for the downtown line. Property value in this location has risen significantly since the announcement of the MRT station a decade ago. Remember, any improved connectivity will help to push up property values. Currently, Bukit Panjang Town is a vibrant town with both HDB flats, private condos and landed properties. The addition to station up north means that residents in Bukit Panjang can travel to and from Sungai Kedok Industrial Estate with ease. Commuters can also travel two stops towards the north to Sungai Kedok MRT station and transfer to the north-south line to travel to Woodland or Jurong with ease. This means Bukit Panjang may be far away from most parts of Singapore, but an extra train station may improve its appeal. This brings me back to a lowbang. Currently, I'm marketing an executive HDB flat in Gansa Road for sale. This flat measures 140 square meters or 1,500 square feet. The flat has a super huge living and dining area. The owner have cleverly removed the internal walls to make it bigger. There is also a well-designed kitchen with a bar counter. All the electrical wirings and pipings have been redo. The master bedroom is tucked to the corner for more privacy. There is also additional space for the baby area. The flat is fully furnished with carpentry work. This unit offers an unblocked view of the surrounding and is located on the high floor. Bukit Panjang MRT station is located within minutes walk away. Popular schools such as Bukit Panjang Primary School is also within 1 km away. If you are keen, kindly contact me for more information. DTL is the upcoming new station that is located near to Woodland Road along Sungai Kedok Avenue. This area is currently occupied by some low-rise GHGC industrial factories. most of the tenants have already been relocated. I can still recall there are many motor workshops in this area. I remember coming to this area 20 years ago to repair my motorcycle. Yes, you hear me correctly. I used to ride a bike too. I even have class 2A. Don't play play. Currently, this area is dotted with vacant low-rise industrial buildings. Most of the factories have already been relocated when their lease are due. As I look into the URA master plan, we can see that the former industrial areas on the east and north side of the Huangshao River are no longer classified for industrial use. They are zoned as reserve sites in yellow. Here, what does this mean? Based on our huge appetite for housing, I'm very sure with prime land sitting next to a waterway, this area will be rezoned back to residential with waterfront housing in the next revision of the master plan. Plus, a new commercial NOPS next to the train station. I think this is highly possible. Anyway, DEL is still unnamed. I'm very sure our Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, who is the anchor minister in Limbang, will have grand plans to name this station. I'm very sure residents in this so-called ulu location will be overjoyed because all of them can start to raise price. So, who will benefit? Obviously, all those HDB owners in this cluster will benefit. 4-room flats are currently going for 490 to 562,000. 5-room from 500,000 to 650,000. And executive flats from 722,000 range. I'm very sure all these are old price lists. You can disregard the above. Prices will instantly shoot up by 10% in the coming months, and more as the years go by. Anyway, the flats in this area are built in the 1990s. As mentioned before in my past video, HDB flats that are designed in this era are very functional and spacious. They are always sought after for their spaces. UT Estate also include private owners staying in Yume Green, Windermere, Regent Grove to the Quintec, which is an XEC, with an MRT station just right outside the door. How not to what? You tell me? Here, how much will they what? Let me look into my crystal ball. Based on what happened to Hume Park Station along Hillview, I expect property prices to increase by a conservative 30 to 40% all the way to the opening of the train station in 2035. Is that doable? Well, property price always go up over time. How to go wrong? Not forgetting, landed owners staying in the 99 years leasehold Villa Verde will also what? Some say they are still very far away. However, even with an MRT station 10 to 15 minutes walk away, property prices will still increase one. That is why got MRT is always better than no MRT. The last station along the Downtown Line 2 extension is located along Sungai Kedok Central. Sungai Kedok Station is a new above ground north-south line station between UT and Kranji Station. The new station will be adjacent to the north-south station. This will also become an interchange for commuters to transfer between the north-south and the Downtown Line. Most of the land in this area is owned by JGC. This means most of the land belongs to the state. There are hardly any strata title factory space that you can invest in this location, with the exception of those found in Mandai or those in the Kranji area. This is the master plan for this area. These land parcels closest towards the train station are already zoned with a high plot ratio. Those in blue are business park spaces, whereas those in purple are zoned as business too, which means for heavy industrial users. Anyway, there were plans way back in 2020 to revitalize this area. JGC Corporation is the master planner for this upcoming district, which is known as Sungai Kedok Eco District. Sungai Kedok today house businesses in the timber, furniture, construction and waste management industries. Over the last few years, JTC launched several multi-user development within Sungai Kedok to help intensify land use, reduce businesses' costs and optimize resources usage by providing shared facilities and services. Similar to next generation industrial estates such as Jurong Innovation District and Punggol Digital District, SKED will be more than just a workplace but an exciting lifestyle destination for the wider community. The district will also offer retail, recreation and lifestyle offering after work and on weekend for the community. New roads and a new MRT station will be built to improve connectivity within and into SKED, while a mobility corridor for the public buses, cyclists and pedestrians will also be built to support the district car lead vision. Here, The announcement of the addition train station could be a game changer to this sleepy part of the Northwest. More housing and amenities will be built near the station in the next decade. This will also complement the rejuvenation of the former turf club in Kranji into more housings as announced by the authority. Before you end this video, hold on, don't leave first. Since Chinese New Year is around the corner, can I share something very meaningful? Young traditional Teochew Kueh is a shorter enterprise for female ex-drug offenders. They specialize in selling traditional Teochew Kueh to conducting Kueh workshops. For this festive season, they are also selling all sorts of Chinese New Year Kuehs as gifts. If you are keen, kindly reach out to them directly. I left the contacts in the description below. For those that is around the corner, they are located at Block 4, Upper Aljunied Road. They also operate an air-conditioned restaurant with car park just outside the shop. If you are keen, kindly drop by to chill out. Anyway, this content is not sponsored. This is my small way of giving back to the community. That's all, and see you in the next video.